Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And what unifies us as a party is knowing that Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy. And
that's it. That's it right there.
Yep.
That's what unifies them as the party, as a party. And that's the only thing that unifies them as a party that they can actually tell you about before the election.
Yeah.
I mean, that's profound. He is a Democrat congressman.
And what unifies us as a party is knowing that Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy.
And that is all they have. That's all they have. 24 hours after the second assassination attempt on Donald Trump, Lee, it's clear, okay? They're not even hiding it. They would like to have a third assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Here we go. Hillary reminding folks on MSNBC how dangerous Trump is. Not, hey, we disagree with what he says. We disagree for this reason with what he wants to do. We think tariffs might be dangerous to our economic future. And an argument like that, right? No, Trump the man is dangerous.
I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. You know, the late, great journalist Harry Evans, you know, one time said that, you know, journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it.
This is laughable coming from a Clinton. How many bodies around the Clinton orbit?
Quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few. There are no proven circumstances, but there are certainly a lot of questions and certainly a lot of people close to the Clintons that have mysteriously met their demise.
And look, also out overnight, they're not even hiding it, okay? You know what the most incredible thing is that has not been asked to Kamala Harris at this point?
Policy.
The most shocking part. Okay, we have video out now of her telling the NAACP in 2020, which is running for office, I'm going to take the DOJ and I'm going to use it to censor Americans. That's what I'm going to do. She's promising them this. We have clip after clip of her saying, you can't just say what you want on social media. We're going to crack down on social media. A ban on one outlet should be a ban across all outlets. She's saying it. Her campaign and the White House and her administration and the State Department has been absolutely silent in the face of the UK and France now asserting it has the right to extradite Americans for trial for what they say on social media. It's been absolutely silent about this French criminal case, not just against Elon Musk and Donald Trump, but also against Riley Gaines and Logan Paul. They are beginning to come after the American political class. Will she or will she not extradite us for trial? See, it's kind of weird and sort of kind of frightening that she hasn't said anything, hasn't tweeted anything. State Department hasn't said anything. Biden administration hasn't said anything. The world is reading it, Lee, as yes, we can. Yes, we will. Yes, we will extradite them for trial. It is astonishing that she hasn't said anything on this. And even more so that she has not been asked about it. But if you want to know how it's going to go, Hillary Clinton told us. People should be prosecuted. She said this in the same interview. People should be prosecuted for misinformation criminally, she said. She wants to end free speech. They're telling us what they're going to do, and no one will ask Her Highness about it. Take a listen to what else she said.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because boosting Trump back in 2016.
Hillary Clinton. I mean, go ahead, Lee.
I was just going to say, I thought for a second she was talking about the FBI, the DOJ, and the DNC, but I guess not. No. Talking about those lies and misinformation.
Yeah, no, because no, I'm wondering then, okay, if we should go after Americans criminally for misinformation, what would the sentence be for making up the Russia collusion hoax?
Yeah.
I'm curious, what should the sentence be for that? Because she didn't just lie and say it on social media like she wants, say, me or other people prosecuted for. No, she committed, let's remember, a felony and a misdemeanor to fake the Steele dossier. Her campaign lied. They lied on the finance report. The money had gone to make the fake Steele dossier and pay off the intelligence agents who did it. She also committed a felony of, that was the misdemeanor, the felony of paying a foreign entity to lie. Never been prosecuted for it. She was cited for it by the Federal Elections Commission. Well, that lie, that Trump was a Russian agent colluded with Russia to win the election, destabilized the country, resulted in tanks being rolled up to the Russian border. They're still there. Obama rolled them up. At last Christmas, he was in office. They're still sitting there on the Russian border. No wonder we're at war with Russia. No wonder they invaded Ukraine, saying, oh my God, we need some space between us and these lunatics who made it up that we rigged an election, we attacked their democracy. They didn't do it. We are menacing them with guns pointed at them because of this woman's lies. Think about that. The FBI got a FISA warrant to spy on Trump because of her lies. They actually lied to the FISA court using her Steele dossier. The American people were lied to at a level never seen before in this country for 3 years about Russia collusion, which was a total fake hoax. She got 51 intelligence agents to lie for her.
Plus a president and various high-ranking Democrat officials throughout the administration.
And heads of the FBI.
Yeah.
And let me get this straight. She wants to put us in prison for misinformation? This woman?
Yeah.
She wants to jail us for misinformation. But what we need to do is listen to her, though, because she's telling us the way it's going to go if Kamala is elected. And so she's running around saying these things. Is anybody ever going to ask Kamala Harris about it? Hey, you know, yeah, you don't seem to have a problem with Americans being extradited for trial for what they say on social media to Europe. And now Hillary's saying that people got to go to prison. They got to be criminally tried. That sort of seems kind of like an unconstitutional form of government there. You going to honor the First Amendment? Nope. It's the elephant in the room. No questions. Not interested in knowing. Have to elect her to see what she'll do. But hey, she's vibing, Lee. She's got great vibes. Some good vibes there.
I'm sorry, but vibes is the last thing I'm thinking about when I'm trying to elect a chief executive for the country. Oh, boy.
And let me tell you, you know, you may be thinking, well, I don't have a social media account. You know what else is in the First Amendment? Because it's going, they take the First Amendment out this way, it's all going.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to seriously let your freedom of religion's in that First Amendment?
That's just fixed okay. To go there, yeah.
Do you think they're seriously going to let you pull your car up to a parking lot where a minister is using the current version of the Bible that is not politically correct and let you attend that service? Do you seriously think that? You just think, well, I don't have a social media account, so I don't care. I mean, I can't do it because of work. So, I don't care. Go ahead. Try to go to church.
Yep.
Try to go to church in year three. See what happens to you. They know everywhere you go. See what happens to you. See what happens to your minister.
Well, that's if the church is still open, Tara.
And I'm not trying to scare people. I don't want to be what they are. But she just told you what they're going to do. Criminal charges for speech. That is the most frightening thing I have heard anybody say. And they're saying we are a threat to their democracy? Notice it's never our democracy. It's their democracy. When she says our democracy, when they say, you know what the punchline is? They mean Kamala's democracy. They mean Hillary's democracy. They mean Joe's democracy. They mean Obama's democracy. They mean the Bush's and the Cheney's democracy too. But you, it's not yours. When they say our, they aren't talking about all of us Americans. They're talking about them, their government, their way of doing things, the criminal charges they want against us. You have been warned, but there's something you could do about it. There's something you could do about it. You know anybody in Georgia? Do you know anyone in North Carolina? Are they like-minded? Are they registered to vote? Because the registration dates are the 7th and the 11th of October. There's time. If they haven't voted in a long time, their registration may have expired. We need to get them registered. So send text today. Look, I'm telling you go get one person who's like-minded registered. Do you realize almost a third of evangelicals are not registered to vote, Lee? Do you know how insane that is?
Yeah.
This drives me nuts. Oh, my world is not this world. I am not of this world. Well, you're not going to feel like you're in this world when you're in prison for going to church. Go register your rear end and get into this world. If for no other reason, then you can go on as you are. Get registered. Get everyone you know registered. And I'm telling you what, this audience can change the world. We are we're heard in half of North Carolina. I know that. I know it's actually more. My dad hears us driving around Charlotte. We are heard in what, the top third of Georgia? You registered? If not, shame on you. Is everyone you know registered? Do you know? Go find out. Look, if each of you could do three or four, we're not going to get them out. We're not going to turn them out yet. We're going to get them registered. Start the conversation. I don't care if it's your girlfriend from high school who you haven't seen in 18 years, but you can message her on Facebook because you saw her put up a pro-Trump post once. Find her. Message her. Do it now. I don't want to live through this. You don't either. Trust me.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They're saying it out loud, folks. And no one will ask him about it. No one, this is incredible. No one will ask Kamala Harris about it. Why? Because it's the biggest gorilla in the room. Europe is now asserting the right to extradite us for trial for what we say on social media. To extradite Elon Musk for what he allows us to say on social media. France is a criminal investigation going now into Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Riley Gaines, and Logan Paul, among others. Criminal. They are asserting the right to extradite all those people for trial. Can you imagine watching sweet, cute little Riley Gaines? She's such a pistol. In handcuffs, being extradited, taken through the international airport right over to France for trial for what she says in his country. No? You can't imagine that? See, because it's really super weird that Europe has asserted the right to try us, extradite us, and try. They use that word, extradite. And Her Highness has not said anything. No. Americans have a First Amendment. We'd never extradite them for trial. Has the State Department said that? No, they haven't. That's who that should come from. And the White House has. The White House said that. No, they have not. That's amazing. Think about that. It's nuts. No comment. Nope, none whatsoever. Do we want to know kind of before we enter into what is essentially a marriage with this woman? Will she extradite the American pundit class of the right to Europe to get rid of them? Yes or no? It's a relevant question. How does she feel about Brazil blocking X at the border and stealing millions of dollars from SpaceX? When they couldn't get into Elon Musk's X accounts, you know what they've done? They've gone into the SpaceX accounts, which have nothing to do with X, with Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and taking money out of there. They just took the money. You okay with American businesses being treated like that overseas? We're cool with it. We're good. They are. Why? We know Kamala Harris told Michigan Arab leaders that her attorney general would be Keith Ellison. That was last week. So right around the same time, he tweeted, "Thank you, Brazil, for shutting down X." What is her position? I don't know. It is the thing she should be asked above all things. Will there be a First Amendment under you? Yes or no? Simple question. Will you extradite Americans for trial? Because you haven't said you won't. That's a shocking oversight. In fact, there has not been a single Democrat leader to address this question. Will you extradite Americans for trial? Because see, they seem to think in both the UK and France that they have the right to do this. They have asserted it. We haven't said a thing. We have not said a thing. Somebody's got to ask her this, but they won't. You know why? Because they will. They will extradite us for trial. It's going to get so much worse. It's going to get so much worse. But finally, last night, we had a Democrat tell us how it's going to go. Hillary Clinton on MSNBC.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because
he has lost his privilege, isn't it?
She's telling you what they're going to do. They don't want you to know what they're going to do. And the amazing, amazing thing about that, Hillary Clinton, I just, again, like to know, what is the sentence for the Russia collusion hoax? What should the sentence be for that? I mean, she could try people criminally. What is the sentence for the Russia collusion hoax? I think it should be years. Again, based on the Russia collusion hoax, Barack Obama rolled tanks up to the Russian border and parked them there. They are still there. People are like, gosh, why did Putin invade Ukraine? He's scared to death of these people. They're insane. Can you imagine watching this lie, this Russian propaganda lie, which consumes 60% of newscast on average for over 2 years? Some version of it. As Putin, as Russia, you are scared to death. They are accusing you. We are accusing you falsely because they know they didn't do it. They didn't meddle in that election. They're accusing you of an attack on their democracy, and they have rolled tanks to your border. What are you going to do when Joe Biden gets sworn in? What are you going to do when you see he wins in November? Exactly what Putin did. You're going to start the troop buildup on the border. Her lies have gotten hundreds of thousands of people killed in Ukraine. Think about that. And she's saying we should go to prison for misinformation? No. Let me translate what she means there. We will continue to lie. We will continue to hoax. We will continue to use the deep state to lie and to hoax. We will have you so confused you won't know up from down. And if you dare to post the truth, you will go to prison. Not me. You. That's what she means. To have that coming from the woman who launched the Russia collusion hoax is un-be-freaking-leavable. Because think about it. That hoax was then used by the FBI to go to the FISA court and get a warrant to spy on Trump. That hoax was used to appoint Robert Mueller and the 36 FBI and DOJ agents who forced Trump to turn over more than a million documents based on her lies. And she wants to put us in prison? Are you kidding me? But that's not the most astonishing thing. No. Now, the most astonishing thing is, she is the one saying that we should be in prison, and no one has asked Her Highness about it. First Amendment, yes, no? You seem to kind of be in the no category. since you haven't addressed the Elon Musk Europe thing, we're going to have a Second Amendment or no? No, we're not? Okay, cool. We just need to kind of know that before the election. This is nuts. It is nuts. We never talk about the most important thing in this country. We are so dysfunctional. Heck yeah. You want to hear something that generates total panic? Because there's so many changes going on in America right now that you're not being told about. Let me set this up. Okay. Barack Obama, not surprisingly, got 95% of the black vote. Joe Biden got 87%. Kind of right in the range of what a Democrat pretty much always gets, right? They're gonna as long as they keep Republicans 15 and under, they're doing that. That's about what they need. Once they go over that, their coalition starts falling apart. They need black voters, at least till they amnesty the illegals. And black voters are beginning to figure out the Democrat Party doesn't really represent them. Actually, doesn't even give a rip about them. It's not everybody. You know who's figuring it out? Black males. Black males. One of the most shocking things about the 2020 election was that 20% of black men voted for Trump, 1 out of 5. Now, black women didn't do that. They voted in about the same percentages. So, you know, Joe Biden won. But that's a massive erosion. Why did black men do that? Because black men are men, like other men. They're not different. And when they hear, we hate men, 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 men are toxic, patriarchy, toxic, toxic, toxic. People, the white women who run the Democrat Party, and a few black ones too, assume black people, black men, only identify as black. That they don't identify as men. They very much do identify as men. And they are getting the message of the Democrat Party loud and clear. Oh, they're getting it. This is a devastating poll for them. It's also kind of hilarious. So when you consider Obama won 95% of the black vote, Joe Biden got 87%. The NAACP did a poll. What percentage is Kamala getting right now for sure? 63. Wait, what? 63. And now, if you're new to politics, you're like, what? That's like still winning, right? That's good. And it's not enough. She's got to pull 85. She's got to get to 85 or Katie barred the door. Now, here's the part that has to have them in a panic. Has to. There's no other way around. They've got to be in a panic. I would be over this number. Black men under 50. Oh, have they gotten the message? We hate men. It turns out that black men might identify more as men than they do as black. NAACP has Kamala Harris winning 63% of the black vote, including only, get this, 49% of black men under 50. Do you know what an erosion that is from the last election? You know what it means? Black men are getting the message of the Democrat Party, which is we hate men. We hate men. Of black men under 50 say they support outright support Trump. 26% of black men under 50. With those men, that is a 6 percentage point gain from just 4 years ago. This election could theoretically scramble politics in America. So what's going on with black men? Okay, so 26% of black men under 50 years old say they support Trump. Okay, and that's a disaster. That's a disaster. For those over 50, it's 77%. So they're still very much voting the way they always have, but there's a lot of erosion there too. But this says to the future, black men are not automatically going to be Democrat. They're not. Well, let's do the math here on this, okay? 49% say they're going to vote for Harris, black men under 50. Not a majority. Whoa, 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 whoa. You mean you got a black Democrat or person who says she's black, she's a lot of things, is not carrying the majority of black men? We've never seen that in my lifetime. We've never seen it before. Okay, what is 49 and 26? 75. So 75% of black men under 50 are accounted for. What about the other 25%? They're undecided. most of them. At this point, they're undecided. There, folks, there is panic inside the DNC. Do not kid yourself. The kind of panic that might cause people to do extreme things. Did you see anything extreme this weekend? I saw some extreme things this weekend. They looked pretty extreme. Very, very extreme. Nothing coming to mind, of course, but it was an extreme weekend. This is a mess. This is a disaster if this bears out. If this poll is right now, I mean, some polls are weird. Maybe they're getting this wrong. But if they're getting this right, you can't undo this in a single election. This is generational, foundational disaster stuff. And folks, when you put it with the fact that young people, as we know, 18 to 29, right, have always voted the majority for Democrats, men and women. Not anymore. Hillary Clinton got 51% of the white male vote between the ages of 18 and 29, right? It's been going on for a very long time. She actually did pretty poorly among white men. Young white men, 18 to 29, right? And they get in their 30s, they'll flip to Republican. They turn on talk radio like clockwork around the age of 32. They do. They have kids and they start to go, oh my gosh, I can't let Democrats raise them. Anyway, here's the thing. So Hillary gets 51% white, the white male vote, 18 to 29. Do you know what Kamala's polling in that range right now? 39%. Oops. Because it turns out men did get the message. White men, black men, we hate you. Go die. You're the patriarchy. You're what's wrong. We have to fix it. We have to put women in charge. It turns out black men, you know, in this new generation aren't really down with that any more than white men are. You know why? There's not much difference between us. Not really. Most of it's faked. Fake division. Fake, based on fake news. Based on fake controversies. It's all so very fake. But what is real is the hatred, and they feel it. That is generational, folks, and they're going to have a hard time undoing that. And keep in mind, this is a party running with a nominee who identifies as black. Yeah. Wrap your minds around that and then laugh your rear end off. So the last time they tried to kill Donald Trump, they were in Pennsylvania, which is a Democrat-controlled and thus post-American, post-constitutional territory. And so there was no real interest in a serious state investigation. They let the FBI loose, and now we know nothing about what happened. In fact, the only way we're finding out is from whistleblowers, which is astonishing. Even Congress can't find out what happened. But Florida is not a post-American territory. It's run by Republicans and normal people. And they're really interested in getting the bottom of this latest Trump assassination attempt. And they're saying the silent part out loud in the way the authorities, especially state authorities in Pennsylvania, would not. Here is the astonishing statement everyone's talking about by Martin County Sheriff William Snyder, who flat out says it. Is this part of a bigger conspiracy? And they have not ruled it out. In other words, despite what the federal government may be saying.
To my knowledge, does he have any ties to Martin County? I think the answer to my knowledge, the answer is no, I have no knowledge. I think what we're finding out, he's not from this area, which of course raises the bigger question is, how does a guy from not here get all the way to Trump International, realize that the president, former president of the United States, is golfing and is able to get a rifle in that vicinity? I think that's the question the FBI, the Secret Service are laser focused on today. Is this guy part of a conspiracy? Is he a lone gunman? If he's a lone gunman, President Trump is that much safer because we have him. But if he's part of a conspiracy, then this whole thing really takes on a very ominous tone.
Sure. See what he did there? He said, oh, yes, the FBI and Secret Service are investigating. They say it was just one guy. Yeah, and they're looking very hard to find out, he says. But then he basically says after that, I rule that out. In other words, I don't believe anything they say. This is Florida. And then this astonishing statement, folks.
Should have had coverage on them. There should have been deterrence the night before.
Actually, I'm sorry, I have the wrong one. This statement by the Martin County Sheriff about him getting away with it. And the fact, this is astonishing. We're being told he's staked this out for 12 hours with no Secret Service. 12 hours. You can lie in wait for Trump for 12 hours and the Secret Service would be fine with it. And there's a huge significance to what the sheriff is saying here, that Ryan Ruth thought he got away with it when they pulled him over.
How was he driving when your deputy saw him?
How was he driving when we saw him? He was smart. He was just driving with the flow of traffic. Yeah, I think that he may have thought he got away with it. Of course, he couldn't have known that there was a witness who really did the right thing. He took a picture of him, took a picture of the tag. And he may have thought he got away with it. And he was just going to drive himself back to wherever he came from.
Think about what he's saying there. He would have got away with it if there wasn't a witness, like a regular civilian witness. Because the Secret Service wasn't going to come after him. They didn't see him. They don't know where he was. Why is the witness civilian? Why is it someone doing the right thing? Why is it not Secret Service? Why was the Secret Service not out to be dispatched to get this guy? Why did local sheriffs have to do it after getting a call from a civilian? Holy cow. There's so much here to unpack, and we're going to do it coming up on the show.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.